What about using milk and eggs? Question number 146. Since diseases among cattle and poultry are becoming more and more numerous, virulent, and widespread, should we not now discard milk and eggs from our dietary? Answer. If there is an epidemic among cattle and fowl in your region or locality, then you should definitely exercise great caution when using milk and eggs and should work toward replacing them, just as soon as possible, with suitable substitutes. At present, we have no knowledge that would compel or justify a countrywide disuse of such poultry and dairy products, and the more especially so if no suitable substitute is available and if the Lord has not opened the way to provide such. Nevertheless, we should all be diligently seeking for something better so that when conditions do develop to make the continued use of these products unsafe, we will not be caught without a satisfactory substitute. Let the diet reform be progressive. Let the people be taught how to prepare food without the use of milk or butter. Tell them that the time will soon come when there will be no safety in using eggs, milk, cream, or butter, because disease in animals is increasing in proportion to the increase of wickedness among men. The time is near when, because of the iniquity of the fallen race, the whole animal creation will groan under the diseases that curse our earth. Testimonies, Volume 7, page 135. The time will come when we may have to discard some of the articles of diet we now use, such as milk and cream and eggs, but it is not necessary to bring upon ourselves perplexity by premature and extreme restrictions. Wait until the circumstances demand it, and the Lord prepares the way for it. I am instructed to tell them to eat that food which is most nourishing. I cannot say to them, you must not eat eggs, or milk, or cream. You must use no butter in the preparation of food. The gospel must be preached to the poor, but the time has not yet come to prescribe the strictest diet. Testimonies, Volume 9, pages 162, 163.